Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast live. Of course, some of you may not be able to be here for the live, and you will be catching the replay or the audio version that's uploaded to my podcast. So I'd love to know if you're here live or for the replay. So use hashtag live or hashtag replay in the comments. I'd also like to know who's joining us. So let me know where you're from, where you're tuning in from, and please do participate. I love to hear feedback, stories. Even if I can't get to them right away, I will definitely get to them later. I love to hear other people's experiences and input. So today's topic is self-care that every woman needs. I know that some of the information I will be providing isn't just for women. So I hope that everyone can take something from this that is beneficial and of value to you in some way. And if you find it very valuable or know someone who can use it, please share it with them. Share it to your network. Share it individually. You can head them over to I Am Live here on my personal LinkedIn, Michelle Gunn, on my Facebook Cultivate and Thrive page, and on my Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. And again, it will be uploaded to my podcast, Cultivate to Thrive podcast, which you can find on all the popular platforms, but it is hosted on Podbean. Now, today, a lot of you, and I don't think any of you can really see my shirt, and definitely if you're only listening to audio, you won't be able to see my shirt, but I was very intentional when I chose my shirt today, and I usually try to be intentional in the clothing I wear, but today I did in fact choose my mindset shirt. It says, mindset is everything, because it is in every aspect of our life. We do have to be intentional and positive, because if we already are being negative and seeing things in a negative light, that's all we're going to see. So make sure that your mindset is in the right place. So again, thank you to all of you who are coming and participating in this now or in the future, because I am doing this for you. I want to provide value to my community. So those of you who know me, who have followed me, who have caught really any of my own lives or podcasts or my content or me as a guest on other shows, you know that I am a Christian and that my foundation is in my faith, that I'm spiritual. And I believe that this is an important part of being a person that we all need to embrace. Whatever level it is, whatever you believe, you need to embrace it. So your faith and your well-being definitely interact. They intersect. There's a part where they meet and come together to help you be the complete person you are. So we need to remember that. So I would like to first get into spiritual practices, right? If we are a spiritual or a faith-filled human being, then we do some sort of prayer, meditation, walks through nature, connecting with the universe, whatever it may be. But you need to include that in your self-care. This will help you grow and blossom and give you a really good foundation. Now, in our faith, we have a book, and in the Christian faith, which I am a Christian, we have the Bible. I have mine in this cover. It's a soft cover Bible. This is one that I have tabs on and notes in, and I have papers. But one practice I used to do that I want to get back to doing is I would pray, start out in the morning, and ask God, and specifically the Holy Spirit, to guide my thoughts and words and actions today. And please guide me to hear the words that you want me to hear. And then I just randomly open the Bible. And I did that this morning, and I opened to some place that I'm sure I've read before, did not really stick out and did not know how it spoke to me. So being in a prayerful position, you can see what is being told to you. And what I opened to was 2 Chronicles 36, verse 23, which reads, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdom of the earth, the Lord, the God of heavens, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever, therefore, among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him." So I'm thinking, what does that mean to me, and how does that apply? Well, first of all, it talks about everything that God has given. God has given everything, and God has. God has given everything to me, and he has given everything to you. And he is asking people to go up. In fact, I believe that in our faith, when we are baptized, we are called to be a representative, so to speak, right? A disciple of God. It is our duty to build up mankind and the kingdom. And that is what I gleaned from the scripture this morning, which is perfect for me when I'm giving this talk and trying to help build you up. And Joe is here. Good morning, Joe. Good afternoon. I think it's afternoon, late evening. You can correct me. I'm not sure. I'm so glad that you are here to join, Joe. It's great to see you. Thank you. I know that Joe is also a very faith-filled person, and she does a great job in her business and mentoring and being there for people and providing value, which we are called to do. Another aspect of self-care is rest. In this society of go, 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 get it done, you have to succeed, look what they have, you need it too, we really need to spend time in rest. And when we look at the Bible and our Christian teachings, something that used to be practiced was the Sabbath. And a lot of people still do, and I'm sure I know I've read posts from Joe about honoring the Sabbath, right, for resting and just being, and it provides an opportunity to slow down and stop, to be spiritual, to relax mind, body, and soul, and again, that spiritual aspect. Here we go. Thank you, Joe. 4 p.m. Really glad to be here from Jerusalem. Very much so. Very spiritual and happy to help all. Absolutely. If you're not connected, get connected with Joe. Absolutely. So, yes, you used to find businesses way, way back in the old days that were closed on Saturdays or Sundays, you know, whatever fit the I believe it was based on religion. People can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was based on religion, the day of the week, and maybe it was both days back in the day. But as people started, I'm going to say, worshiping money, they wanted more opportunity to gain money, and they started being open. And then the consumers started demanding it because they worked all week and didn't want to go out. So I think that's where it led to today, or how it got away from us, but definitely observing the Sabbath helps in rest. And again, being realistic in today's day when people have many different jobs and careers, that may look different for you, but you need to have time for yourself, time to take care of yourself, time to nourish relationships, time to nourish yourself spiritually. And if you can't set aside a day, start with an hour. Start with 15 minutes. Whatever you can do, make it a priority. Schedule it in. As my friend Thane says, write it down, right? If you need to write down your plan for the day, write it down and then stick to it. It is a commitment that you give yourself. Also, if you can't really do that at first, you know, take 5 minutes, take 2 minutes, take a minute, practice breathing exercises. If you're at the office or if you're blessed to work from home or remotely, whatever that may look like, on the go, whatever it is, take 30 seconds and just breathe. Close your eyes and do it with me now. And you feel your body fill with breath and let go. It's kind of just relaxing, right? And welcome, Clara from Georgia. Thank you for showing up. How's the weather there? I know here in Texas, it's been up and down, crazy cold and rain. Anyhow, so take the time, even if it's 30 seconds. Another practice that helps is just, you can start with like one area of your body or the whole area of your body and just tense it. Tense every single muscle and just hold it for like 5 to 10 seconds and then let go and feel the relaxation. Feel the stress leaving your body. You can also do quick visualization exercises, right? One of them that I learned was feel yourself being dirty, right? Dirty with all the negativity of life. Feel it on you, feeling muddy or gross and icky, and then just kind of shake it off. Shake it off. And just visualize all of that just leaving you, feeling clean. And if it helps, feel a nice, cool, warm, whichever you prefer, shower of rain coming over your body and washing away all the stress and ugliness of the day or morning if you've had a rough one. Whatever it is, take the time to provide yourself that rest, that rejuvenation. Community connection. Oftentimes when we think about self-care, we don't realize how important community is. Again, you've heard me talk before about how even if you classify yourself as an introvert, human beings are social people. We're not meant to be alone, and we do crave that interaction. Today, in today's society, when you look around, you can go to restaurants, you can go to homes, and yeah, I've been guilty. My husband's been guilty. We're on our phones, right? We're on our phones constantly, texting, messaging, playing games. There's constant distractions from our community, from those around us. Put it down. Get involved. Whatever, again, whatever that looks like for you, you need to do that. Again, if you are faith-filled, look at your faith-filled community for gathering, for social aspect. For those who are Christian, we're coming up on Lent. And during Lent, especially, there's usually a lot of Lenten gatherings. That's a great time to get back spiritually and to plug back into your faith-filled community if you've fallen away. Also, you want to engage in meaningful relationships. Now, I'm going to say that I have met some awesome people like Joe on LinkedIn virtually. I've had conversations via Zoom, and there are people I communicate with from around the world through WhatsApp. And I know these people without having met them in person. But there's also the aspect where you want to meet people in person to have that social aspect, because again, we are social beings. So if it's for business, if you have the opportunity through business to belong to a chamber of commerce or some other organization that supports, colleges often have gatherings. If you're an older person and retired, there's senior centers or other things, or if you have a hobby where you can go learn and meet people with liked interests, you have the opportunity to be social. Do that. Look for the opportunities. Reach out to people. And if you're shy, you can start out through social media, you know, looking for local things to do. I recently met with some with a young lady, and I say young lady because I'm old enough to be your mom. Anyway, who said that Facebook and Eventbrite are awesome places to look for events, current events that are local in your area that you can join. And I know that there are organizations that I follow that have events, hands-on doing events that you can do with a friend, a spouse, family, and there's events for business. But it's very important to have that community connection where we're actually intermingling with people. So gratitude and reflection is huge. Gratitude helps you foster a positive mindset, which I already started out telling you how important it is to have a positive mindset. And actually having the gratitude, I start out every morning thanking God for allowing me to be awake another day and to be able to have this day. Sometimes we don't look forward to what the day holds because there are things we have to do that we don't want to do, but either way, we can do it. We are allowed to do it. We're gifted with the opportunity to do it. There are many people in this world who don't get that opportunity, who don't get another day. So be grateful for that. At the end of the day, it's very easy to sit, even if it's before bed or as you lay down to bed, just think about the things that you have accomplished, the people you have encountered, the relationships you have built. Think about those things and be grateful. Say thank you because, again, you're blessed to have it. Many people do not. You can also practice gratitude throughout the day. Like today, I am grateful for this opportunity to be able to share this information with you. And I am grateful for the people who are receiving it and also participating, providing feedback, and sharing. Thank you so much. Another tool for, and there are a lot of people who do it, me not as much. It's not really, I've always tried, I'd like to do it, but it's just not me, and that's journaling. It's a great tool to sit down, write what happened to you, write your wishes and your dreams, and use that for self-discovery. You can do that mentally, like I said, reflecting on the day, or you can write it down. And I think writing it down really helps. Also, if you have dreams, you may want to write those down in the morning because a lot of times in our dreams, we're manifesting messages, completing stuff that we wanted to do or getting ideas of things to do also, things to share. I am far from an expert on dreams. These are things I have heard and read. So if anybody has things to share about that, please do. I'd appreciate it. And so would anybody who's present, I'm sure. Another thing that we struggle with in self-care is boundaries. So it's very important to have good, clear boundaries in life. And a lot of people struggle with that. I have struggled most of my life, and I'm getting better at it now, with learning to say no, because I struggle with the saboteur of the people pleaser. I always feel like I have to make sure everybody is happy. And all that does is stress you out. It overburdens you. When you say yes to too many things, you then don't do things well because you're trying to get everything done because you don't want to disappoint people. And then there's people who don't have the boundaries. They let negativity in their lives. They let people with issues that need to get their issues straightened out. Now, I'm not saying don't support and turn your back on people at all, but you need to know what a good level of involvement is for you. What you can handle without draining yourself to the point where the only thing you're getting in is negativity. You can't do that. You can feed positivity to other people, but they have to be willing to accept the positivity. So don't allow other people's negativity to overpower your positivity. And you need to have healthy boundaries. And again, with your responsibilities, you want to make sure that there's a good balance, that you're not overcommitting just to make people happy or to appease them. You just don't want to do that. So make sure you have your boundaries. And, you know, any of these topics, if you need help with, I am absolutely available to help. And I know there's a lot of other great people out there, coaches, mentors, things like that, that can help you with these things. So do reach out if you need help with any of these. Physical well-being, which is a huge part of self-care. I know I had went through a period in my life where I was in a work situation because things changed and the stress at that place caused by a certain person actually caused me physical hives. I just, my whole body broke out in hives. It was horrible. And now when certain stress peaks up, I start feeling, actually for me, this might be TMI, but it starts in my face. So I feel my face starting to swell in certain areas. And I know that I'm stressed because I don't always, like, I'm not always mentally aware that I'm feeling stressed. It comes about physically first. So then I'm like, okay, what's going on? What is causing this? And then I handle that stress. I don't just shove it down and ignore it. I deal with it. The other part of physical well-being, of course, you know, the manifestation of the physical illnesses or whatever you want to call it, is the physical health, right? The exercise, eating properly, getting some nature in, some sunshine. Humans need sunshine. I'm not a big outdoorsy person. I like some outdoors. I'm not a fan of bugs. So I don't often spend a lot of time out. And where I live is in a subdivision, so it's not like some people can go out in their backyard and have this beautiful scenery and a stream and a pond and woods. But there are opportunities, and I can make it a priority to have that opportunity to get that nature in my life. So you do want to make sure you're maintaining the healthy lifestyle of feeding your body well, exercising, and, you know, your mental well-being. And another way, especially for women who have to run a lot of errands, there are some men now in the world that do take on, it's not so much women roles and man roles as it is partnerships, which is wonderful to see. But anyone who's out running errands, if you go get groceries, you pick up dry cleaning, go to a doctor's, take a child somewhere, or even at work, don't park in the closest spot. This is simple. Park farther out. Walk. There's plenty of spaces far away because people don't want to take the time to walk. So make sure you build in some extra time for whatever you're going to have time to walk from your car to wherever you're going and your destination to your car. And that'll build in some exercise. Also, if you're in a building with stairs, take the stairs and don't use the elevator. You know, unless it's 10 floors and you're out of shape, you don't want to do that. But taking the stairs is also an option. If you live in a house with two stories, use the stairs as much as you can. And to get that extra additional exercise in, and make sure you're practicing breathing while you're exercising so that you're breathing properly. Another part of self-care is acts of kindness and service. And this isn't something that everybody really relates to self-care, but you get joy and fulfillment from serving others. I mean, really. If you have a story to share about that, please do share. I'd love to read it. When you give to someone selflessly, when you give to someone selflessly, it actually provides joy, and that helps you build happiness and it releases endorphins and you just feel good. So you need to find meaningful ways to serve others. And again, if you are spiritual and have a spiritual community, there's often many ways to provide service to others. Find a way that fits your talents. Find a way that feeds your soul. One example that I have is, okay, so if you're a teacher and you belong to a religious, you go to church and they have religious education for children or, you know, Sunday class or something like that, and they need teachers. Oftentimes people look for teachers to do that because they're already teaching. Number one, sometimes our job is not our gift and talent. It's skills that we build, and it does not give you the innate joy and does not fill you with motivation and energy. It actually drains you. Number two, if you've been teaching all day and dealing with little kids, you may not want to after work, because after the kids have been in school all day, if they just have to sit and listen, if that's, you know, the teaching style, there's ways to look for other ways to make it more interesting for the kids. But that may not be the way. So when we're looking for ways to serve, look for ways that uses our innate talents, that brings us pleasure, that energizes us, so that while you're giving, you're receiving. Now, of course, I always say, don't give to receive. Give without expectation. But if you're doing something that God has enabled you with gifts or talents, you're going to thrive off of that service. You're going to thrive off that giving. Same thing with kindness. Look for ways to share kindness throughout your day. It's very easy. Start with a smile. So many people are grumpy nowadays. When you see someone who looks like this, number one, you don't want to deal with them. Number two, it evokes a feeling in you that you don't want there. Smile at them. Hello. Have a good day. Hold open a door. Please. Thank you. Use it at home. Use it at work. Use it in the public. Just be kind. Now, we can go on and on with different ways you can share kindness, from monetarily to just doing things for people. But really having it grounded in what your gifts are will really set you up for inner joy and peace. Mindfulness in daily life is something we need to really focus on in self-care. So again, meditation, if you can do meditation. I had a hard time with meditation. For me, it's very hard to stay just quiet and rest my mind. Of course, in the world where we're taught to multitask all the time, and now we're finally getting away from that. I was always thinking, wow, I'm doing good. I can do this and this at the same time. But usually something that you're doing is suffering because you're multitasking. It's very hard for me to quiet my brain. And I've been in places and I've been to retreats where I've had to do that. In fact, I went to a no speaking retreat, which was very much a challenge for me. But then I didn't have to keep my mind quiet either. So my mind was able to race. But looking for meditation to help build your mindfulness, I'd also like to invite you to learn how to build your mental fitness with PQ reps. And what that is, they're small little reps that you do intentionally with your mind that focuses on stuff. And again, one of the basic ones is the breathing that I talked about earlier. Breathing in, breathing out, but you do it with mindfulness, listening to your breath fill your lungs, listening as it escapes, and only focusing on the breathing, tuning out other sounds, listening to your heartbeat, focusing on sounds far away, really intently listening for what you can hear, coming back to your breathing, paying attention to the signals your body's giving you. Okay, my ankle feels tight, so I'm going to name that ankle and go back to focus to my breathing to center my thoughts. The more you practice that and build your mental fitness, the more you'll be able to focus on the things you want to focus on that are important while other stuff is going around you. Being mindful will help you be intentional. It'll, like I said, it helps you focus on what you really need to focus on. Intentional living really increases the value and satisfaction with your overall well-being, because you're being intentional about what you put in and what comes out of your body. You're working towards a goal. It's easier to see that goal when you're being intentional and mindful in that process. Another thing I talked about earlier, that if you need support in any of these things, to reach out to me, another coach, a mentor, somebody that can help you with things. Definitely, it's good to have support. We're social beings, so we do thrive with it. But there may be also a time when you need to seek professional support other than a coach or a mentor or a friend. That's maybe you're dealing with something medical. I've said it before that coaches are not counselors or therapists. Now, there are some that may be both, but a regular coach is not a therapist or a counselor, and they shouldn't be telling you how to do stuff, what to do, and they shouldn't be giving you medical advice. So if you're in that point where you need some extra help, it's okay. The world is so full of crap that sometimes we will break down and we'll need a little bit of professional help. And it is okay. And I'm really happy to see that society is starting to normalize mental illness a little bit, because it is something that affects a lot of people. I think you would be surprised to know people in your own circles who are affected by it, because they hide it, because they're embarrassed or whatever. So it's not. It's a good thing, and it's a sign of strength to get help. And it's important to your overall mental and emotional well-being. So if you need to do that, please do that. Another thing that's important, this is the last of my tips on the list, is a confidant, right? We all need somebody to talk to. Many times when there is a partner in life, you have that built-in confidant, somebody you can just tell anything to. However, sometimes we need to vent about our significant other, so we want to make sure we choose carefully. Usually family is not a good choice for that, because it's more of an emotional thing that you need to vent about, and family will see that as a flaw in your partner when it's just part of who they are and it's the way you're receiving it, and that needs to be dealt with. So a confidant is good to have, someone who will not judge you, but will be there to listen, support, and encourage you. And it can be a friend. It's important to have a confidant at work. Gallup has research on that, that you need to have someone. Because let's face it, oh my gosh, some of these work environments, you deal with so much stuff and you just need to talk about it. You just need to vent about it. It's not necessarily something you can always fix, but it feels good just to let it go, because we do need to recognize our emotions, but we don't want to live in them. We don't want to dwell in the negativity. So we want to make sure that our confidant, and maybe you have more than one depending, you know, on what the situations are, you want to make sure you have a confidant that is trustworthy, that'll keep it just between you two, that's understanding and non-judgmental. And you can be that for your You can be a confidant for the person you choose to be a confidant. But just make sure that you do have that. People who feel alone or lonely often get depressed, and they can do self-harm when that's not needed, because every person has value. Every person is needed in this world for who they are and what they have to offer. So you need to recognize your value, and you need to take care of yourself. So I hope that some of these things will give you some inspiration on self-care. Again, your spiritual practices, getting your rest, community connection, being social, because we are social human beings. Having gratitude, reflecting on the gratitude, reflecting on your day, reflecting on your life. Having healthy boundaries, very, very important. Your physical well-being, as well as your mental well-being and your spiritual well-being that we talked about. And again, I have a great article on my website about well-being, michellegunn.com. That's 1L, 2 N's. So you can read that. And doing acts of kindness and service, having your mindfulness in daily life, including intentionality, seeking professional support when you need it, and having that confidant. I hope you have value. I hope you receive value. Let me know any comments. And if there is a topic that you would like me to cover or address, please share that with me. You can DM it. You can just comment it, or you can reach out on a multitude of ways. If you enjoyed it, please share it. And I hope to see you next week for my next live, which will be about relationships, since it will be Valentine's Day. I thought that would be a perfect time to talk about that. So thank you all for coming. I appreciate each and every one of you, and know that you have value. Take care of yourself. Have a great week. Bye.